Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 19. Today we start this 19th chapter. It's called King Yayati Achieves Liberation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Well, we are starting the new chapter, and there is a summary of this chapter. I will read. King Yayati achieves liberation. This 19th chapter describes how Maharaj Yayati achieved liberation after he recounted the figurative story of the he-goat and she-goat. After many, many years of sexual relationships enjoyment in the material world, King Yayati finally became disgusted with such materialistic happiness. When satiated with material enjoyment, he devised the history of a he-goat and she-goat, corresponding to his own life, and narrated this story before his beloved Devayani. This story is as follows. Once upon a time, while a goat was searching in a forest for different types of vegetables to eat, by chance he came to a well in which he saw a she-goat. He became attracted to this she-goat, and somehow or other, delivered her from the well. And thus, they were united. One day thereafter, when the she-goat saw the he-goat enjoying sex with another she-goat, she became angry, abandoned the he-goat, and returned to her Brahmana owner, to whom she described her husband's behavior. The Brahmana became very angry and cursed the he-goat to lose his sexual power. Thereupon, the he-goat begged the Brahmana's pardon and was giving back the power for sex. Then the he-goat enjoyed sex with the she-goat for many years, but still he was not satisfied. If one is lust and greed, even the total stock of gold in this world cannot satisfy one's lust desires. These desires are like a fire. One may pour clarified butter on the blazing fire, but one cannot expect the fire to be extinguished. To extinguish such a fire, one must adopt a different process. The Shastra therefore advises that by intelligence one renounces the life of enjoyment. Without great endeavor, those with a poor fund of knowledge cannot give up sense enjoyment, especially in relation to sex, because a beautiful woman bewilders even the most learned man. King Yayati, however, renounced worldly life and divided his property amongst his sons. He personally adopted the life of a mendicant, or sannyas, giving up all attraction to material enjoyment, and engaged himself fully in devotional service of the Lord. Thus, he attained perfection. Later, when his beloved wife Devayani was freed from her mistaken way of life, she also engaged herself in the devotional service of the Lord. Anyway, in the board there is a text number 2. I will read first the first verse. There's no purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The verse says, Shri Shuka Uvacha Saitam Acharam Kamam Straino Panavam Atmana Budva Priyayai Nirvino Gatham Etam Agayata. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikshit, Yayati was very much attached to woman. In due course of time, however, when disgusted with sexual enjoyment and its bad effects, he renounced this way of life and narrated the following history to his beloved wife. And then text number 2, please repeat. Shrinu Bhargavyamum Gatham Madvidhacharitam Bhuvi Dirayasya Nushochanti Vanigramani Vasinaha Shrinu Bhargavyamum Gatham Madvidhacharitam Bhuvi Dhirayasya Nucho Shanti Vanigramani Vasina Shrinu Bhargavyamum Gatham Madvidhacharitam Bhuvi Dirayasya Nuchoshchanti Vanigramani Vasina. Shrinu Bhargavya Mungatham Madvidhacharitam Bhuvi
Nirayasya nushochanti Vanigrama nivasina Nubhagavyam ungatam Madvida charitam bhubi Nirayasya nushochanti Vanigrama Mataji, Sinu Bhargavya Mungatam. Madvidha charitam bhuvi Virayasya nushochanti Yamanivasinaha. Now the translation of the words. Shrinu, please hear. Bhargavi, O daughter of Shukracharya, Amum, this, Gatham, history, Matvida, is exactly resembling my behavior. Acharitam, behavior, Bhuvi, within this world, Dhira, those who are sober and intelligent. Yasya. Of whom? Anushochanti. Lament very much. Vane. In the forest. Grama nivasinaha. Very much attached to materialistic enjoyment. Now translation. My dearly beloved wife, daughter of Shukracharya, in this world there was someone exactly like me. Please listen as I narrated the history of his life. By hearing about the life of such a householder, those who have retired from household life always lament. Now, the purport given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Persons who live in the village or town are called Gramanivasi, and those who live in the forest are called Vanavasi or Vanaprastha. The Vanaprasthas, who have retired from family life, generally lament about their past family life because it engaged them in trying to fulfill lusty desires. Prahlada Maharaj said that one should retire from family life as soon as possible. And he described family life as the darkest well. Hitatva patam grihamanda kupam. If one continuously or permanently concentrates on living with his family, he should be understood to be killing himself. In the Vedic civilization, therefore, it is recommended that one retire from family life at the end of his 50th year and go to Vana, the forest. When he becomes expert
who are accustomed to forest life or retired life as a vanaprastha, he should accept sannyas. Vanam gato jadharin ashrayeta. Sannyas means accepting an alloyed engagement in the service of the Lord. Vedic civilization therefore recommends four different stages of life: brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. One should be very much ashamed of remaining a householder and not promoting oneself to the two higher stages, namely vanaprastha and sannyas. Om Ajnana Chimirandasya Ajnanam Jana Salakaya Sakshurumiritam Jena Tajmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadachi Swapadam Tikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Chinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashachadi Shatarine. I read the verse again. Srinu Bhargavyamum Gatham Madvithacharitam Bhuvi Dhira Yasyanu Chochanti Vani Grama Nivasinaha. My dearly beloved wife, daughter of Shukracharya, in this world there was someone exactly like me. Please listen as I narrate the history of his life. By hearing about the life of such a householder, those who have retired from householder life always lament. Then this is a continuation of the history of King Yayati. And now in this chapter, we can see that even though King Yayati was fully engaged in sexy life, finally he got liberation. And then we can see that if King Yayati got liberation, we have some sanctions, have some opportunity also for comes to this liberation. Here Srila Prabhupada quotes one sloka from Prahlad Maharaj. It's in seventh canto. Sri Prahlad Uvacha. Tatsadu manesura varya dehinam sadasa mudvina Dvijana Satgrahat Hitvatma Patam Grihamanda Kupam Vanam Gato Yadharin Ashrayeta. Srila Prabhupada quoted these two last lines. Translation: Prahlada Maharaja replied, O best of the Asuras, King of the demons. Prahlada Maharaj is addressing to his father, Hiranyakashipu. As far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted the temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in dark well, where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. It's interesting that Prahlada Maharaj was 5 years old and he is given
instructions to his father. Of course, his father doesn't accept it. And he says that he is Prahlad Maharaj is heavy preacher. Né? He says that Grihastha life is andakupam. Andakupam is blind well, like this. There's one field, there's one well, but it's not in the, they are not used. And then the vegetation is covering this well, and people are walking, and then he cannot see. Like this. And there is no one around. There's a situation, desperate. And then he advises his father to go to the Vana, to take Vanaprastha. Anyway, Prahlada Maharaj was very powerful. Even in 5 years old, he was preaching like this. Once I was here in Vrindavan, I was doing Raja Mandala Parikrama. This is in early 90s. And then there's a big group like this. And then some devotees are giving some speech when we stop in a place. I remember one devotee from Mumbai, from Chopa Temple. Old man, one retired, he was a lawyer, but he was retired and he was preaching a lot. And then completely engaged in devotional service like this. And then he gave one speech. He gave one speech very heavy. Because he said that the householders have to engage in devotional service. And those who are in the proper time, they can retire from the household life and engage fully in Krishna consciousness and preaching like that. When he finished his discourse, I talked to him. I said, "Oh, very nice discourse. I like." And then he was very humble. He said, "Oh, I cannot preach. I don't know how to preach. You have to see the brahmacharis of my temple. They give so nice lectures. They know so many slokas. I know many slokas, I don't know how to preach." And then I told him like this, "Well, but in order to preach about renunciation, you can do this better than one young brahmachari, 21 years old, like this. Because you are experienced this. This is your life. You are preaching according to your realization, your experience." And then, like this. In ISKCON, there are many cases like that. One comes to the point of retired life. One can enter in this ashram, Vanaprastha ashram, in order to be fully engaged in
devotional service. And then the life of Yati, King Yati, he was only thinking about sex life. As Krishna explains about this in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked Krishna, what impels a person to commit simple activities? Which force is that inside the person that makes the person to engage in sinful activities? And Krishna says, Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samadbhavam mahasyanu mahapapna vidyanam iha vairinam. This is the best enemy in this world. Is lust. And this lust, when people are dominated by rajguna and tamaguna, is like the fertile soil. When this is called the irrational passions, lust, greed, envy, disappears in the consciousness. And then Krishna says, this is the enemy of this world. And then another verse Krishna says, as Srila Prabhupada said, that it's like fire. This lust is like fire inside the person, like this, it's burning. Avritam jnana etena jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kanteya duspurena nalena cha. Thus the wise living entity's pure consciousness become covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. It's like this. And then it's difficult to extinguish this fire, because you are always putting fuel. And then these materialistic civilizations like this, always putting fuel in this fire. And then the history of Yayati is very is very good for understanding. There is one Leela with Shankaracharya. He also has one Leela with the sexy life. You know this history, huh? It's very interesting. Shankaracharya was debating with one big scholar. One scholar, the dualistic school, Sankhya, philosophy. And Shankaracharya was a monist. And then he defeated this scholar. But his wife said that, you defeat my husband. But this is not a whole. It's just a half of the whole. Because I'm the other half. You have to defeat me also. Shankaracharya said, okay, no problem. What is the subject? And she said, Kama Sutra. And Shankaracharya said, oh, I know nothing about this subject.
He was a brahmachari. Yes, but this will be the debate. And then Shankaracharya said, oh, give me 1 month to prepare myself for this debate. Because this is one rule for debate. If you get one challenge like this, you're not prepared, you say, oh, wait 1 month, I can prepare myself like this. It's normal. Huh? And then he went. And then he said that voice, he was flying in the sky. I don't know how is that, with his disciples. When he saw one king had been bitten by one cobra, one venomous serpent, and he would die. There's no chance. And then he said, please come to the forest. And went to the man cave. And then he said, oh, I will let my bud here. He said to his disciples, you should to be taking care of my body, because I will leave the body and I go and enter in the body of the king. And then he let his body in the cave. He entered in the body of the king. And then in the palace, everybody was surprised. Oh, the king revived. The king had many wives. Like this. The king was very too much lust, like this. And then now Shankaracharya is in the body of the king. And then, oh, everybody became very happy because the king was alive. And then Shankaracharya was like having the experience of sex life like this. In the meanwhile, some very intelligent people in the kingdom, they were thinking, oh, our king is so different. Our king now is so intelligent. Before, he is so poor of knowledge, like this, so ordinary. Now he is a very intelligent person like this. And how is that? He died and then he revived. Oh, certainly there is someone in this, the body of the king. But we are liking too much to this king like that. And then we don't want that this guy who is in the body of our king. And then if he left, and then we are lose this king. This king is very nice. And then he said, oh, you have to go everywhere and try to find if there is some body of someone lying down somewhere. And then you kill this body. Because certainly it's the body of this person who are in the body of king. And then they started searching. Where is the one body lying down somewhere? And then these disciples, they heard about that. And then they became very preoccupied. Oh, you have to tell our master, Shankaracharya, the danger that is going on. How can I do that? And then they present themselves in the palace as a group of bhajan. Oh, we can do kirtan for the king like that. And then they said, okay. And then they came before the king to sing songs. And then the songs that they are sung, they said, oh king, please come back to your body because it's very big danger. You have your mission. You're not the king. You're not here to enjoy sex life, you're unlimited. You have to come back like that. And then Shankaracharya, he came to the senses, no? And I have to come back. And then he left the body of the king and come back to the cave, yeah, entering his body. And then this 1 month was passed. And then he came before the lady. Now I'm ready for debate. And the lady said, oh, I'm not, now I don't want more. Like this. And like this. And then King Yayat also, he becomes free from this entanglement. He comes to the senses. Srila Prabhupada says, it's very interesting, Srila Prabhupada says in this summary, without great endeavor, those with the poor fund of knowledge cannot give up sense enjoyment, especially in relation to sex. Because we have to understand clearly through philosophy what is the meaning of life, of the purpose of life. And then this, because the system of Varnashram Dharma is a perfect. And then one have to go through different stages of life. Brahmachari life, Grihastha life, and then Vanaprastha and Sannyasa life. And then can come to Vrindavan and then become retired, fully engaged in bhajan, worship. Because sometimes these teachings of Krishna consciousness, it looks like something like, this perfection of life is one ideal, is one utopia, like this. It's very difficult to achieve. No, it's practical. Everybody can achieve this situation. And then the system of Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and then Sannyasa is a perfect. Everyone has the chance of to be engaged in pure devotional service, 100% like this. Oh, now I have so many responsibilities in academic life or professional life or family life like this. But it's natural. When one comes to certain age, the person can renounce everything materially and engage fully in Krishna consciousness. It's a practical. Everybody can do this. Yeah? And then we have the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave example in his own life about this. Okay, if there is some comment, some question. Yes.
One second.
Yes, there's two. Rupa Goswami says Phalgu Vairagya and Yukta Vairagya. Phalgu is the inferior. It's a Vairagya, is renunciation, but it's in less degree. And Yukta Vairagya, what is Yukta? Yukta is one word, it comes from yoga. Yukta means that one is connected. Yukta Vairagya is the renunciation, but it's in connection with Krishna. Like this. Because we can understand philosophically that everything is Krishna's energy. And everything is related to Krishna. And then we can use the energy of Krishna in the service of Krishna and for His pleasure. And the other renunciation is phalgu, is inferior. Once I was doing one pilgrimage here in India. I was in Dwarka many years back. And then there is one group of persons, I think apparently well-to-do people, like this. And then there's one young sannyasi, Mayavadi. Yeah. And then he came to talk with me like this, and he said, I'm not touching money. I'm not touching money. And I said, okay. If you travel with rich people around you, you don't need to do that. But the Yukta Vairagya is a mentality that everything has to be used for Krishna consciousness. This is a very important teaching in Krishna consciousness. Yes, it is possible, but it's not common. If you if one person does this changing bodies as a goal of his life, he will be one ghost. One ghost can do very easily, enter in the body of people. It's like this. It's like I know someone told me one case of this tantric like this. There is some people who has one ghost inside him. The ghost is his slave. For example, a man becomes very, very known about this. Oh, he has mystic powers like this. And then people go to talk to him, his problem. And then the, what his name is? Karna Pisacha. The ghost said, "Oh, will come one man. He has such and such a problem like this," because the ghost can read the mind of the person. And then the man comes to that tantric to expose his problem. And the man speaks like this, "Oh, I know what you feel like this. You have to do this." The man becomes impressed. How he knows like this. And then I heard in India the case of one person who had this kind of mystic power. And then he after some time he wants to be free from that like this. And said to the ghost, "Go out like that." And then the ghost kill him like this. Came on boar, he attacked the man. Histories. It's not the... And then we can see that everything is possible. But mystic powers. We are not interested in that. Our mystic power is to be with Krishna and serving Krishna with pure love like this. Okay. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.